The Boys in the Morning with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh on Mix 100.
I believe this came in on our Facebook page. You got it, buddy?
I do. It says, Jeremy, Steve, Josh, I'm loving the new show vibes. I have an issue for you. I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years. Last year, I hiked up a 14er with her. I got down on one knee and proposed.
Aww.
It was
beautiful.
Picture-perfect moment, a beautiful location. It was magical, complete with tears, but not the good kind.
What happened?
She cried, said she loved me, but she wasn't ready for marriage.
Oh, no.
I was crushed. I thought that was the end of our story, and what a long walk back down that was.
Can you imagine being rejected at the top of a 14er and then having to go back down?
Got to go back down now.
Now, a year later, she's told me she's finally ready for marriage, but here's the kicker. She wants me to propose again. She wants the whole surprise, the romance, the buildup. I already did that whole thing on top of a mountain, and
right?
He wrote that like
been there, done that.
He's like, how do I beat that? And honestly, isn't it a little awkward to be like, and this is in quotes, okay, round two, here we go.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, my question to your listeners is, how do I plan some fake spontaneous moment in the next few months and hope it lives up to the first one? Or am I crazy to think that there's another proposal is maybe a little bit unnecessary?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what does he do? I mean, he's obviously loves her, but this is a struggle. I mean, the dude proposed on top of a mountain. This is why you should know the answer, you know, before you go into
oh,
the proposal.
Right. You
right.
Maybe
right.
he
no,
did
it's
have a good feeling.
A yes. You
maybe
got
he
to.
Had a good feeling. So he proposed at the top of the mountain. She said, no, I'm not quite ready. But now a year later, she's like, okay, let's do this. And this time, show me some more sparkle and some more magic and propose again. That's a dilemma, man.
It is.
That's a big... It's like, do you get another ring? Do you have to do a do-over with the ring even? I mean,
that's
how does
this all
work? That's
a great question, actually, to bring that up.
So before we chime in, let's get you guys lined up. You can call. You can text. What do you think AJ should do?
Shelly!
I think he should tell her no and tell her she has to propose this time.
Oh, snap. Things they are a modern these days.
So what, I guess that's a good idea. I guess no, you do it. But I feel like that's going to cause an argument somehow too. Like, I already did this. Don't you think it's still kind of up to him to make it special?
I think it's unreasonable to ask him to do it.
I agree with you, Shelly.
He's already done it.
So if
she wants him to propose, I think it, you know, she should accept that it's not going to be, you know, this over the moon thing. If she wants the over the moon, then it's her turn.
Well, yeah. Do you think maybe if she wants him to do it again, it could be like a smaller thing and maybe with, you know, friends and family or something like that, like on a smaller scale, not going back to the top of a 14er?
Sure.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's reasonable to ask him to try and plan something like that a second time.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny if that were to happen and she'd be like, now, do you have that ring? Like, I'm going to propose to you right now, but go ahead and run in the other room and grab that ring.
Can you get that ring for me?
Can you put that back on my finger? Because I'm ready now. So, all right, Shelly, well,
thank you. All right, let's Krista, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
She doesn't deserve a second time.
Why?
She doesn't deserve all that the second time. He already did it.
Like, yeah, but
she just said he already did it.
But maybe he's the one that messed up. He misread signals. He didn't. He thought, you know, she was ready. Like he kind of ruined it. I think.
Do you really?
By doing this too soon, he wasn't reading the signals.
And she was letting off the wrong signals.
I feel like they should have had some sort of conversation.
Well, there's that, but yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying don't do it again?
No.
Okay,
he doesn't need to do the huge thing all over again.
So does he just ask, like, hey, you know, on the couch, hey, you want to get married again? Is that it? Or
no,
does she propose?
I mean, he can do something, but he doesn't need to go over the top.
Okay.
Doesn't need to be all bombastic.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I like
because
that.
Because he already did that, and she said no. Who's to say she's not going to say it again?
Some messages are coming in.
Again.
Some messages are coming in like total opposite of what you said. Somebody just said, get creative. Maybe a scavenger hunt that'll lead to the proposal.
Oh.
No.
That's even more bombastic.
No, Ron.
Waterfall. And if she says no, push her off.
Krista, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for
Krista. That escalated so quickly.
Just kill her.
Just shove her off. Angela says the second proposal doesn't have to beat the first one. It's not a competition. If you love her, just make it about the moment again.
Agreed. Totally.
Still make it special. I think that's where I'm going to kind of land on this. Plan something totally unexpected instead of a grand moment. Do it on a normal day when she least expects it. Maybe show up at her work during her lunch break, says Tiffany.
Ooh.
It's got a little bit of a cheese factor to it.
So let me ask you boys this really quickly. So Tanaya texted in and she says that she's selfish for wanting another proposal. Do you agree with that or is that not? Because traditionally, the man will propose to the woman in that sense.
Selfish,
so is that selfish is that she wants another one?
But it's also 2024.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's totally different times.
Yeah. Because, maybe this whole thing was that she wasn't prepared for this and she's looking for her Instagram moment.
Her nails weren't done.
Where now she's like, I want a second one. Let me know when it's going to happen.
There
I can have my friends there taking pictures. Everything can be done up on me like perfectly. Because it's all about the Instagram moment anymore.
Totally.
Honestly.
Totally is. And I will say we're probably missing some key info here as far as like, how was their relationship? You know, there's a lot of things that could factor into this that, Jeremy, you might be right. I will say this. You might be right in the whole maybe he was just misreading things and thought they were at a place that they aren't.
And he's like, weren't. We're going up to a 14er. This is going to
be
perfect.
Great.
He's just out of breath. He's, will you marry me?
Okay, hang on. Let me get
puffing and puffing.
Takes a hit off some oxygen while he's up there. I think generally I'm going to land on the side of, you probably have to do it again, but you don't have to go all out with the mountain scene and everything in the background.
New ring or same ring?
Same ring.
You know how expensive those things are?
Boy, you could have pawned it off. He was mad. He could have pawned it off.
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
I say do it again. Yeah. Make it special. Make it romantic. You're kind of cleaning the slate here.
Right.
You're starting fresh.
Don't have to go super
And big. Honestly, you're going to have a story out of this for years. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be a joke. Like, remember the first time I proposed to you?
Well, you can hold that over her head for the rest of her life as well. You could do that.
Jeremy, let me ask you, how'd you propose to Nicole?
We were downtown on New Year's Eve, and we were at the Hotel Monaco.
Okay. Oh.
We were inside the Hotel Monaco on New Year's Eve in our room, so it was very private. I had roses in there set up already. I had John Denver playing on the on the CD on repeat. It was Annie's song, and
that's
I proposed
awesome.
On New Year's Eve, whatever year that was.
Was it right when you guys walked through the door, or was it?
Yeah, as soon as you went into the hotel room, there was like roses everywhere, and the music
romantic.
Was going. I had started that music on CD like, I don't know what it was, 6 hours earlier when I went down there to set everything up and just put it on repeat because you could back in the day.
That is
so it had
so
been
funny.
Running probably for like 6 hours in there, and that's
gosh.
How I did it.
This is so lame. My first marriage, my first marriage, there was no proposal. I was young. I was just lame. And it was, hey, you want to get married? Yeah, let's get married. And
so how did you announce a divorce?
Yeah, that didn't work out very well. My current wife, I'm like, I was determined to do it right. So I waited until we were in California, because that's where she's from, and we were in California, and it was me, her, and her daughter, and my stepdaughter now, and we were all just kind of hanging out and having dinner, and we're like, hey, let's go to the beach and just hang out, and it was perfect. It was sunset on
Pretty.
The beach in California. Not only that, I got really lucky. Somebody must have actually gotten married on the beach, because there was one of those arches with all the flowers and everything.
You did it there?
No
Already
way.
There.
Whoa! So pretty.
Already there.
Oh my gosh.
And it was awesome. So I got down on one knee and she started bawling.
Oh, that's so special.
That's so cute.
Super cute.
I like that.
Especially with the secondhand wedding stuff there.
And I haven't done any of this yet, so
yeah, good luck, Josh.